Well, welcome to the seventh Sunday of our 7 weeks of revival. Welcome also to the seventh day of our 7 day mid-year fast. I believe that this double seven will bring perfection to somebody's life in Jesus' precious name. It's our month of taking charge everywhere by the force of prayer, literally dominion through prayer. And today, we are looking at the dynamics of prayer. This will be part two. Again, we have taken so much time for good, and I'll try and see how fast I can be. Dynamics of prayer. The dynamics of prayer, part two. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, the Bible said, "But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Our objective in this study is to understand the factors or forces that make prayer operational, make prayer resultful. Dynamics is talking about motion, whatever causes forwardness. We're talking about what makes prayer operational, what makes prayer resultful. By way of introduction, and I'm going to be speaking entirely different things in this second service. By way of introduction, I first want to say that prayer is not just a mere devotional duty with minimal practical impact. It's not a mere devotional duty. Some people think that I owe it as a duty to pray. Yes, but it's beyond that. It's not just mere devotional duty that has little practical impact. Also, prayer is not just, secondly, prayer is not just what happens during crisis times or emergencies. We don't pray because it is crisis. We don't pray because there is an emergency. We don't just pray like that. Prayer is a spiritual force with expected spiritual results. James chapter 5, the Amplified Version, I believe it was verse 16, where he said, the B part, "The heartfelt and persistent prayer of a righteous man can accomplish much when put in action and made effective by God. It is dynamic and can have tremendous power." So there is tremendous power in prayer. If that is the case, what platform will cause us to see the dynamism of prayer? Number one, this is actually number six. Prayer is established on the platform of right standing with God. The platform of a right stand with God. A right stand with God. James 5:16 said, "The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." A right stand with God. The psalmist said, "If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me." If I regard iniquity in my heart. Psalm 66 verse 18. "If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me." It's established on the ground of a right stand with God. The fact is, God sees the heart before he hears the voice. He sees the heart. So it is critical. So when a person has a stand, a solid stand with God, with a right stand, prayer is guaranteed answer. Number two, prayer is established on the platform of God's will. What God wants to do. Gives us the basis for prayer. What God wants to do. And there are two ways we can know the will of God. First, from the word of God. And second, from the spirit of God. From the word of God, Acts chapter 20 verse 36, he said, I commend you to God and to the word. 28. And to the word of his grace. 32. That is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all them. So the word shows you your inheritance, shows you what is yours in God. Two platforms of knowing the will of God, from the word of God, and then from the spirit of God. From the spirit of God, 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9 and 10. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed unto us by his spirit. For the spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Verse 11. For who knoweth, for what man knoweth the things of a man except the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the spirit of God. Hallelujah. So we can have a knowledge of the will of God from his word, or a knowledge of what God wants to do by what he has revealed to us. And once we know the will of God, we have a firm stand at the place of prayer. 1 John chapter 5 and in verse 14 to verse 15, he said, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. So once we pray in line with his will, we are sure. So once you know the will of God, you know the will of God. You know what God wants to do. You know the will of God. Your prayer is sure. I said some time ago, and I say again, that the will of God is answered prayer that is waiting to be prayed. When you know what the will of God is, you have answer in your hands. Huh? God said, I want revival in Nigeria. And you are saying, Lord, send us revival. You have answer in your hands. God wants it. You are praying it. You have it. When you know the will of God, you are not begging God to do what himself wants to do. All he was looking for was a man that will align with him. That was what he did with Elijah. In 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 38, I believe. He said, Lord, hear me, that all these people will know that I have done all these things at thy word. Let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Then the fire fell. So, a right stand with God is our first platform in this service. And the knowledge of the will of God is our second platform. Number three is prayer is established on the basis of the track record of God. Know what they call track record? On the basis of the track record of God. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 7 said, Jesus Christ, 13:8, Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. God has track record. We know what he will do today because we saw what he did yesterday. We know what he will do tomorrow because we are seeing what he is doing today. We know what he will do in someone else's life because we saw what he did in another person's life. Exodus 3:14. And God said to Moses, anything you know me to be before, I am. I am who I am. I am that I am that I am. Oh, I am that I am that I am. Oh, I am that I am that I am. That's you, Lord, and who you are. I'm forgetting the lyrics. I am that I am. I am who I am. What is your name? I am who I am. If I ever raised the dead before, I am. If I ever healed the sick before, I am. Hey! If I ever changed anybody's story before, I am. If I ever killed a witch before, I am. If I ever scattered the conspiracy of darkness before, I am. It's established on the track record of God. In Genesis, alright, before Genesis, Malachi chapter 3 verse 6. You see, I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. I am unchanging. And because I am unchanging, you cannot be consumed. In Luke chapter 1, verse 36 to 37, when the angel was talking to Mary, he said, and behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. He was telling Mary, if God can do it for Eliza, Elizabeth, you know Eliza? If God can do it for Elizabeth, yours is a walkover. Am I communicating? All you need to see is just see me. And you have a prophecy of what is possible in your life. Just see somebody around you whose life God has touched. And you see the prophecy of your future. Am I speaking to somebody here at all? God promised Sarah that he will visit. And in the book of Genesis chapter 21 verse 1 to 2, the Bible said, and the Lord visited Sarah as he has said. He has a track record of saying it and doing it and saying it. And the Lord did to Sarah as he has spoken. Ay, 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 ay. For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age at the set time of which God had spoken. The Lord will do it for you. He will do it for us. If you believe that, say a lot of amen. You believe that, say a lot of amen. Please don't despise testimonies. Testimony time is fueling time, is recharge time, is prophecy time. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. It is your own possibilities being prophesied to you that you are not aware. Don't envy people God is helping. Be inspired by them as to what possibilities are there for you. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody shout the loud most amen. Prayer is established on the basis of the track record of God. Number four, prayer is established on the basis of our knowledge of the vastness of divine resources. The vastness that God is massive in resources. The vastness of divine resources. That there is no need or demand of man that is beyond the supply capacity of God. Say that again.
There is no need or demand of man that is beyond the supply capacity of God. You have that understanding. You have that understanding.
One of our officers told me the other day, and I said, why can we get this or that done? And he said, they brought the bill, but I was afraid to submit the bill to you. I said, oh no, fear nothing. Fear nothing. We are serving Obadabada. But if we saw the bill, we will start this construction. This construction. If we saw the bill, even foundation bill, one segment of the concrete construction there, from here, this end there, all the way to the end there is about 274 meters. A football field is 90 meters. So calculate it. All right? And then one little segment there, at that end there, we brought the concrete they were casting. If you stood inside, it will swallow you up. It was what do you call it? The ground beam up. Raft foundation or whatever. If about, is it 8 meters or how many meters of it, they charged us 33 million. Was this Strabag or a construction company that they do concrete mixing and they measure it in meter. Lafarge. They just this length 30 something and we are just beginning the journey. Wow. Wow. That was how we decided to go and buy our own concrete mixing, the bashing plant, and then the concrete mixing machine, the one that rose, and all of that, to see if he can drop the bill a bit, which he did. If we were looking, if they told me at the beginning, and they said that one segment of concrete will cost, I say, relax first. But there are things God does not allow you to know on purpose. If he showed Joseph everything he will pass through, he will say, Lord, I forget the vision. I didn't dream anything. If he showed Joseph all he will pass through, Joseph will say, I didn't dream anything. Lord, even if I dreamt it, may you not come to pass. Are you following what I'm saying here today? This is very, very important. The knowledge of this. Now, so, after this construction, nothing they fear me. Nothing. No bill fit fear me. I no fear any bill. He said, want to do this. I say, see, why haven't we done this? We are thinking of the research. I say, is it up to 1 billion? Then they will start laughing. Say, oh, no, it's not near there. It's okay. Do you understand what I'm talking about? We serve a vast God. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. He said, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. He shall supply. Not according to your money in the bank. According to his riches in glory. When you plan according to his budget, your plan is limitless. When you plan according to your pocket, your plan is limited. Hallelujah. Psalm 24 and in verse 1, the Bible said, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. We are talking about the vastness of divine resources. You have an understanding. And before you go to the place of prayer, that you are dealing with a God that is not lacking in anything. The vastness. And we saw Ephesians chapter 3 and in verse 20. He said, unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or imagine, that we ask or think according. That is, he said, anything you can think it. Anything you can think. Lord, I'm trusting you for $1 billion to do crusades around the world or to help orphans and establish factories and industries and raise people up and impact my community, 1 billion. He said, it is too small compared to what he wants to do. Unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above your highest asking, your highest thinking. Do you understand what I'm saying? Don't pity him. It's not to be pitied. Where the deployment of his ability is concerned, don't pity him. In fact, he wants people who can challenge his ability and put his capacity to test. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. He can do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask, think, imagine. Just allow your imagination to travel. Just let it grow wings and go as far as you want to imagine. It is below what he wants to do. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder amen. Lift your hands and say, Father, thank you. Thank you for the vastness of your resources. I will not doubt you and I will not limit you. I will not doubt you and I will not limit you. Give the Lord the shout of praise as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. That is where prayer is established. For the silver is mine, the gold is mine, saith the Lord, and the glory of this latter house shall be greater than that of the former. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. I was talking to a Christian billionaire the other day. He has a couple of planes, but two out of that planes can fly very high in the sky to a point where but his major assignment is to locate minerals in the earth. And anywhere there are deposits, it will identify that there is deposit here. He said when he went to buy one of the planes, the seller looked at him to be sure he was seeing the right person, because he didn't expect a person of his color to come for such a thing and to have the resources for that. But he said, tell the brethren for me that nobody should touch bank money. It was worth $2 billion before he borrowed money from the bank. He has paid $1.7 billion. And he still have more to pay, over 3 million or four. Say, let people grow at their rate. Let them grow at their rate. Let them not touch money. Let them not be in a hurry to grow. Grow at your pace. Do you understand where you are owing far beyond what you borrowed? Eh? What you had before you borrowed has been collapsed. And you have not finished paying. Let them grow at their pace. That's a different message for another day. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? The time will come when people will look at you and look at your size. And look at your sex. And look at your color. It will not match your result. Because everything is bigger than what they are saying. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. It's a new day for you. It's a new season for you. Fresh health for you. Say the loudest amen. Finally, prayer is established on the platform of faith in his willingness and eagerness to help his people. Faith in God's willingness and eagerness to help his people. You you know that God is willing. You know that God is eager. That you are not trying to force God to do something for you. He was more interested even than before you started asking. Willingness and eagerness. That is, we are not only praying to be heard, we are praying to be answered. We pray because, not just because God will hear us, we pray because we know God will answer us. In Matthew chapter 8, verse 1 to 3, a leper, when he was come down from the mountain, a great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean, if you are willing. And he put forth his hand and touched him and said, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was clean. Do you understand the meaning of that statement? Verse 2. If thou will, thou can make me clean. This is how simple to put it. Pastor, or rather, pharmacist, if you want, I know you have the ability to give me 200,000. The only thing I'm not sure whether you want. I am not in doubt that you have the money. You are loaded. I'm aware that you are loaded. What I'm not sure of is whether you want to give me the money. That's what the leper was saying. I am not doubting whether you can heal me. What I am doubting is whether you want to heal me. Is that clear? I am not doubting that you can heal me. Who will see you and not know you can heal person? I heard your track record. What I'm not sure now is whether you want to heal me. Oh, that's very touching. The master will say, what did you do that I will not want to heal you? Okay, I'm ready. I'm willing. That settles the question of his willingness for everybody. It settles for how many people? Everybody. Say, what I say unto one, I say unto all. What I say unto one, I say unto all. In case you are doubting, will God help me? I know he can help me, but does he want to help me? That is your answer. When we have faith in his will or in his willingness, that faith is stronger than faith in his ability. This man had faith in his ability to heal him. It is his willingness that he was doubting. I don't know if you heard what I just said. Many people are not doubting that God is powerful. What they are doubting is whether God is willing, whether God is ready, whether God is loving enough to change their story. And I am here to re-echo that statement. God will change your story. God will change your situation. God will give you a testimony. God will give you a change of story. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. If you are saying amen, jump on your feet and shout the loudest amen. Help me tell somebody around you, tell them God is changing your story now. God is changing your story now. God is changing your story now. Give the Lord a praise. You believe God is changing your story. Give him a clap and a shout of victory. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. That is, I know that God is able and he will change my story. Micah chapter 7 verse 18. He said, who is a God like our God? He pardons iniquity. He overlooks some transgressions of the remnant of his heritage. He doesn't retain his anger forever because he is hungry to show mercy. He delighted in mercy. He is hungry to show his benevolence. He delighted in mercy. In Romans chapter 8 verse 31 to 32, Romans 8, 31 to 32, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? If he can give you his son, what will he hold back from you? Is it money? He can give you his son. He can give you his son. He can give you his son. You came to somebody's house. He vacated his bedroom for you. For example. What else would you want him to give you? You say, you want to go out. You say, can I drive your car? That is not a question to ask. That is not a question to ask. He saw some people trying to shoot you bullet. And he flew in front of that bullet. And became a human shield. And you're asking him, can you give me some money? Haba. Somebody who wants to give you his life. Eh? He's ready to take a bullet for you. Is there anything he has on earth that is bigger than his life? Anything that he has that is bigger than his life? He that spared not his son. Is it only hypertension he can heal? He can say to you, he can give you a new womb. Stand up on your feet. Hallelujah. These are the platforms we stand to pray. Not just let me exercise myself. Not just let God know that I am serious. No, no, no. You have solid grounds. And the conclusion is the same in the two services. The first of all, be determined to approach prayer on solid grounds. Not on religious grounds. Solid grounds. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Oh, on Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All the ground is sinking sand. Welcome you. The right stand with God. The knowledge of his will. Knowing his will. The knowledge of his track record. Understanding the vastness of his resources and understanding his willingness, eagerness. This makes your prayer functional. This makes your prayer resultful. And we are going to go into practical praying. We are doing a rescue, restore, and revive the nation's intercession. We have over 103 nations subscribed as at yesterday already. Give the Lord the praise. It is something I want you to be involved with. Just 1 hour in a week. A whole week, 1 hour. And our prayers have been answered drastically. That's 103 countries. Rescue our nation from headsmen, killers, bandits, terrorists. Rescue our nation. We are seeing victory everywhere. Defense Academy the other day, I think they said a particular formation of them arrested some of those people at somewhere around there. Everywhere, victory is being recorded. And we are going to be at it until God clear our land. Also, our leadership. And when we say leadership, we are not talking about a particular person. We are talking about a political class. A system. Yeah, no, we're not talking of individuals, so it's not misunderstood. We are talking of a whole system. A whole system. A whole system. A whole system. A whole system that needs to be purged. A whole system that is deep in diabolism, occultism, witchcraft. Corruption is the child's play. Literally bewitched the whole nation. Want to break that. And it's breaking. This season, the devil will have no 24 hours a day. He will have no rest.
Any sacrifice they sacrifice, we are on the altar. We counter the sacrifices. And any blood they want to shed, we neutralize the bloodshed. It will not work this time. We're asking the nation to visit the nations. And so the prayers are going to be raised and we're going to take them up. Lift up your hands and give him the praise right now. Father, we give you the praise. Give you the praise. Go ahead. Go ahead. Give him the praise. Give him the praise.
Mighty name we are praying. Hosea 13, verse number 14. Let's read together. One, two, go.
I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. Oh death, I will be thy place. Oh grave, I will be thy destruction.
Repentance shall be healed from my eyes.
The foundation for this prayer is to arrest strange attacks and strange diseases. We went out yesterday and one of the people went to see. I told the story in the first service. Someone, a minister of the gospel, but not of this ministry. Fever, typhoid. Wife went to the hospital. Blood transfusion. Next thing, blood transfusion reaction. Next thing, death. Such arrows flying everywhere. All manner of strange ailments. Amidst the body of Christ, we declare it arrested. Anywhere you are, I'd like you to pray this prayer with passion. Go ahead, lead us.
Please repeat after me. Say, Father,
Father,
we break
every curse
of strange diseases,
cancer,
or terminal
ailments
among your people.
We arrest
the spirit
of sudden
untimely death
from among your people.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
Lift up your
hands.
We are praying. We shall be praying from Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17, and Matthew chapter 16, 18, and 19. Can we read together?
No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper,
and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn.
This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord,
and the righteousness of me, said the Lord. Matthew 16, 18, and 19. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter,
and upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven,
and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
This is the platform for this prayer. This prayer is against the forces of the Antichrist. How many of you notice that whenever anything pertains the church and it comes up, demons online and everywhere, they rise is the spirit of the age. It's weapons from the pit of hell to distract the focus of the church. But we'll tackle them at the place of prayer.
Amen.
And tackle them in every realm.
Amen.
Go ahead and leave that prayer.
Pray with me. Say, Father.
Father.
We take authority.
Over the agenda.
Of the Antichrist.
Against the church.
In this hour.
We nullify.
The agenda.
Of misrepresentation.
Neutralize.
The devices.
Of falsehood.
And scatter.
Their conspiracies.
And gangles.
In this season.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Pray.
Father, we take authority.
Over the agenda of the Antichrist,
against the church of Jesus,
in this hour, against the church,
we nullify their agenda of misrepresentation,
neutralize their devices of falsehood,
and scatter their conspiracies,
and gang up
in this season, in the name of Jesus.
Let's go.
We take authority over the agenda of the Antichrist against the church at this hour. We nullify.
In the name of Jesus, we pray. Revelation 12, 11, Genesis 4, 11, Numbers 26, and verse 10. Can we read together?
11a.
And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Hallelujah.
Genesis 4, 11.
And now thou art cursed from the earth, which has opened our mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand.
Numbers 26 and verse 10.
And the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them off together with Korah. When that company died, what time the fire devoured 250 men and they became
sight.
This is the platform for this prayer. This prayer is the prayer against killers. Anyone who sheds blood, the Bible says the earth fights them. He said, Cain, your brother's blood touched the earth will fight you. Let the earth resist them. And after resisting them, let the earth open its mouth and swallow them. Let them die alive. Go ahead and leave.
Say, Father,
Father,
we neutralize,
the diabolic power
of
the wicked terrorists,
kidnappers,
bandits,
and henchmen,
by
the blood of
Jesus, in Jesus' name.
We decree
that the earth of our nation
will first
reject them
and then swallow
them outside
of sight.
In the name of Jesus, Father, we neutralize the diabolic power of the wicked. The wicked kidnapper, the wicked bandit, the wicked henchman, by the blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we decree that the earth of our nation will first reject them and then swallow them out of sight, in the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name we are praying.